All right, so this is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I'm here with
Larry Flanagan, New Hudson business agent,
and
John Telesky, the treasurer.
And these gentlemen are here with a decent-sized crowd with signs on 9W just outside the Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Can you tell me what your...
Angry Correctional Facility.
Can you tell me what your what message you're trying to make known?
The message that we're trying to make here is to have the department understand that they can't use our members as scapegoats for inadequacies that they have within the facilities. This specific incident was that there was two officers that made relief, as they normally would at the end of their shift. They had their communication in regards to what was going on. The one officer made note to the other officer that a supply room door was open because he had just retrieved his personal items out of there to leave for the day. The other officer said, that's fine, there's no problem. And that little bit of time, one of the inmates went in there, concealed himself in that room, and attacked our female officer. We certainly addressed the problem as it was a concern of our members having that type of inmate in that facility. The department turned it around and said, well, it's the officer's fault, and locked out one of our officers and suspended him as a result of that. So we're here to say that it's not all this problems don't fall on our backs to carry, that the department has to take some responsibility in regards to the problems that we're having.
I understand. Is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, what Larry said is accurate. The inmate that we're talking about is a maximum security inmate. Coxsackie's a maximum security prison. Green is not. It's a medium. That inmate should have never been there in the first place. If he wasn't there, this incident wouldn't happen. But the long-term position of the docs is to ship, downsize the facilities and ship maximum security inmates into mediums, making it a more violent inmate inside a less secure facility.
What is the ideal outcome of this kind of messaging?
We need more security staffing. We need what happened here never to happen again. You blame the victim, a female officer, a brand new officer. You put her in a position to have this happen to her because you got this type of inmate roaming around a medium confined facility. That's a dorm setting. That's not a cell setting there. So if you had that inmate locked in a maximum security prison, he wouldn't have had the availability to brainstorm to do that to the female officer.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you for stopping by.